With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. A new Congressional Budget Office report indicates that tariffs could reduce the national debt by $4 trillion over the next decade.
A new report released Friday from the Congressional Budget Office states, quote, "We project that increases in tariffs implemented during the period from January 6, 2025 to August 19, 2025 will decrease primary deficits by $3.3 trillion if the higher tariffs persist for the 2025 through 2035 period." CBO's Director Philip Swagel wrote, quote, "By reducing the need for federal borrowing, those tariff collections will also reduce federal outlays for interest by an additional $0.7 trillion. As a result, the changes in tariffs will reduce total deficits by $4 trillion altogether." Bernie Bennett reporting.
John Rumpler says nearly two-thirds of the beaches tested nationwide last year experienced at least one day in which indicators of contamination reached potentially unsafe levels.
I think what we can safely say is that every year we have found that all too often there are pathogens in the water that can make people sick where we want to go swimming. So there's really a need for us to take action and protect public health and clean water.
AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says there aren't as many people traveling Labor Day weekend compared to previous years.
Labor Day weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycations.
It's the unofficial sign summer has ended. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary with the debut of the Audacity of Faith, which traces its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments from the church's legacy, from Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members in 1950. This is SRN News. A bookmaker linked to the interpreter for baseball's top star has been sentenced to prison.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and one day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The mourning continues in Minneapolis today, as does the search for answers following this week's deadly shooting at a Catholic school. Two children were killed and nearly 20 others injured when police say Robin Westman opened fire through the windows of the church on Wednesday. More details at SRNnews.com.